Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planet, Sunday, 5 July, 2026. Sun in Gemini, ruled by Mercury. Planets are saying, this could be useful. Mars action is supporting Pluto transformation. And if you should realize you are being invited to make some fundamental changes to the way that you conduct your business, creative or emotional affairs, etiquette dictates that your most polite move is to RSVP yes straight away. Current influences are acting in the guise of hosts Brooke Astor or Pearl Mesta, two people who in their heyday rarely heard or took no for an answer. Truly, these planets promise some fascinating activity, plus new approaches to outstanding setups and arrangements, which aren't necessarily the picture of efficiency, that everyone involved agrees need to change or be done differently. That said, the tricky part will be determining and then employing the appropriate amount of force or pressure to transform the situation or otherwise set things right. One other recommendation? In this climate, it's probably smart to examine whether people seem to prefer being part of the problem or the solution. Because even if an arrangement isn't looking like a piece of cake right now, that is no reason to believe that it will ever be thus, and that with a judicious investment of energy and ingenuity, couldn't become a product of which you could be quite proud. Chiefly affected, Gemini, Cancer, Scorpio, Aquarius, Aries. And if you were born on this day, heed your instincts more than your brain if there's any question as to whether to proceed with a commercial, social, or professional venture. Your intuition understands you are being positioned to make a major and necessary course change. And while you and your intellect can undoubtedly devise numerous reasons for leaving well enough alone, at this juncture there is some divergence over the definition of well enough.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.